Hey guys, welcome back to episode 131. Today we are talking about the second week of January and how mid-January check-in has gone for me and my business, along with what's working with you and what's not working, and 10xing your results. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money doing what you love online. Let's begin. Good morning, everyone. It is the first Sunday of the year. It's the second Sunday, but it's been the first full week of January, and I've had a really busy week. That's definitely what's going on for me. I have a ton of things like in motion. I got people coming out of my program. I got people coming into my program, and then all the while I'm doing updates all over my program, and still doing outreach, and just a ton of things going on in my business. And I have to say, running my business and it being just a one-person team is probably really, really the most challenging part in it. It would be a lot easier if I was able to have like help, you know. I think one of the things about getting help is that I have to trust people to have the same desire as I do. You know, that kind of change agent that I stand for every week for my clients. You know, that kind of work, meaningful work, purposeful work that I want my team that I bring on into my business to have and embody. Now, I don't know if, you know, that's even possible, because the thing about running your own business is that you can really put in like all the effort and like 10xing your efforts to produce results and really making a huge change in the world and doing the passion you love. But when you bring on staff, they may not really have that same passion as you. You know, and it may not be at the same level, and it's probably never going to be the same level as me, because it's my baby. It's my, you know, my life. That is my life's work. You know, my business is my life's work. And when I bring on staff, I have to be okay with knowing that the people I bring on, this is not going to be their life's work. This is probably going to be to make money and just pay the bills or put food on the table. And with that, it may not be the same kind of passion and conviction that I want from them, right? So that's one of the things that I'm grappling with, is just that level of, am I really willing to bring on somebody, a team even, and then trusting that with their desire to survive, in that sense of making money and putting food on the table or just paying bills with the reason why they'll work for my company. Will that be enough? Will that energy to produce results be enough, or will it not be? And that's where I'm at. And you know, I think I do want to bring on somebody. I do have a ton of things going on. And then even with that, bringing on somebody means I got to teach them the ropes. Yeah, I got to pretty much teach them like how to do everything and what my steps are, right? And granted, I think my steps are pretty systematic now. I have a pretty streamlined way of doing things. And it's duplicatable. However, I think the whole thing about with me is that I gotta let go of that and just trust that, you know, I can go and maybe do the more important things, and then they do some of the smaller items that are still very important but very meticulous. Like right now, I have to redo my workbook, and my workbook is over 200 pages in length. And it mirrors my program, my workbook does. So any changes I make in the program, I have to make changes to the workbook. And I've made a ton of changes during the holidays that I haven't changed in the workbook. So I'm going to do that right now. I'm actually starting that process and making things all match up. But if I had someone that could help me with it, that could be just one last thing I have to focus on. And then another thing is that, like, people are re-signing on. And then for those clients, I almost wonder, like, do I create a specific roadmap for them? Because I know where they're at right now. I know exactly what our efforts need to be focused on. And yeah, I mean, I think all of the answers to that is yes, yes, and yes. And who has the time to create a new program? Right? Who has that time? I think I'm going on almost 10 clients here a week that I talk to, 10 clients. All the while I throw in strategy calls, you know, a ton of strategy. Last week I did like maybe 15 strategy calls last week on top of coaching. So it's like, guys, like, I'm definitely feeling it. I'm just feeling more like, okay, so one of the cool things about this week is that I decided to read a book called 10X Your Results or something like that by someone by Gordon. Like, he's a white man. And he sounds really white. Granted, if y'all are white and you guys are listening to this, I'm not racist. I have a black husband and I have biracial children. So I do have this kind of feeling towards white people that they may not like my family or me, you know? So I do have that kind of feeling. So anyway, the thing about him is that he is all about, he's a sales, like a nationwide or worldwide sales trainer. And he talks about in this book how to 10x your production in any area of your life. So if you want to be really good and really happy in your marriage, you have to 10x your efforts. If you want to be really good in your business, you need to 10x your efforts and dominate your niche and demographic. And you need to be out there 10xing it, you know, like getting in front of a ton of people, no matter what it takes. That feeling of like breaking through mediocrity, right? And that was the energy I had last week, was 10xing my efforts, you know, 10xing, booking my calls, like really being out there. Even through my coaching calls, I'm still booking calls and I'm still talking to people. So, you know, when I had listened, and I'm still listening to the book, I got an audio book. From Audible. However, since I really like the book and I really like, I don't know, it's just kind of fueling me, you know, hearing him and his tenacity in his book and his white voice, just like hungry, right? It reminds me of a white man trying to just make money out here, you know, in the capitalistic world. I know, guys, I know. I don't know why I keep referencing that he's white, but he sounds really white on there. Oh my God. So sorry, you guys. Okay. I know, you know, this is another topic, but I noticed that my clients are a lot not white. So I do feel a little comfortable speaking up about that, because I'm sure you guys are not white. You guys are all like me and like not white. Okay. All right. Stop, Maria, and get back to the topic. Okay. The topic is... the book, 10xing your productivity, your efforts. So last week, you guys, I downloaded this book. I like went ham, and ham is hard as a motherfucker. I went ham, super like motivated, like was fire, like literally first full week of January was like bananas for me. And if I operate like this every week, at least even for 3 weeks out of the month, boy is my whole commentary on that. And, you know, I blew my own self out of the water because, you know, I think one of the things about all of this is that people don't realize the really biggest problem here in running and starting a business is that people don't know you. They don't know who you are. They don't know what you offer, you know. And the problem is obscurity, right? And how are you as a business owner willing to bridge the gap of obscurity and really allowing people to know you? And that was what kind of resonated with me because, you know, I'm kind of in that chapter where he talks about, you know, doing whatever it took to get in front of as many people and making offers to them. And what he did was, I guess he did sales training at the time and he went to different organizations to go offer sales training for different companies. And he would go out and go to different like locations and like literally knock on doors and met with executives. And he said that he would have to do like maybe 30 people, like 30 companies he'd go meet with. And then like 15 of them would tell him no, like immediately, like the moment he would start pitching his stuff, it was like a no. Then out of the rest, which is half, 15, the other 15, listen to his pitch. And then maybe half of the 15 would say yes and take him on. So that is the process here, you know, and this is the process I'm talking to my clients about. You know, hey, if you really want to get this business rolling, you have to be in front of as many people and you have to talk to them. And then the problem in the beginning is that you don't know your voice yet. You know, you don't know your business's voice. You don't know your voice of being a coach. You don't know your voice of being a leader. Right? Even if you're a leader in your career, you have to really switch gears here and really redefine yourself again as a business owner. And then from there, learning how to convey yourself where it makes the most impact to the people you talk to. So that's the thing. Like, all you got to do is get in front of as many people to talk to them. But with that, you have to also learn your voice, know who you are, know your services, understand your business core values, putting down those business boundaries, you know, understanding that things, you know, you have some learning curve. There's a learning curve in all of this. And we are, as a coach here, I am grappling with all of those in total every time I'm talking to my client, right? I'm grappling with the fact that this person I'm talking to probably is still learning about themselves. You know, and I'm also grappling with the fact that I know the solution, and the solution is you have to go out in front of as many people and tell them what you do so that they can say yes or no to you, right? But with that, you have to be super resilient, and resiliency doesn't come out of nowhere. It's built, and it's built through knowing your product, knowing who you are, knowing your services, knowing, you know, all of the things that I feel like my clients right now are working towards learning about themselves. And that's the whole thing. The whole thing is that that's what I'm constantly having to teach my clients, you know. And I know I started this whole episode about hiring on staff. You know, yeah, I definitely would like to hire staff. I think that will cause me to grow towards another level, you know, just having to trust other people in my business and having to trust that they care as much as I do. And I don't know if I'm willing to learn that right now. Because I have so many other things that I need to put my efforts towards. I don't know. I think I'm going to keep pushing through here until the camel on the back. Whatever that theme. What is that one saying where it's like the strap on the camel's back snaps or some shit like that? God, I'm terrible at those. Anyway, if you guys have any idea of what I'm talking about, I hope that you guys take, well, the takeaway here is how to 10x your efforts in any part of your life so you can really produce like massive results, right? And not just average results, massive results. So happy Sunday. I want to leave this little piece of advice on, you know, 10xing your results in your life in any area, health, fitness, love, relationships, marriage, being a mom, being a dad, being a business owner, being a coach, right? Being anything you want, you can really 10x your efforts and see massive results and growth in that area. I see it. I saw it this week. It was bananas. All right, guys, happy first full week of January. Sending you guys all my love. Today, I encourage you to journal. I encourage you to read and start reading a book if you're not reading a book. If you are currently reading a book, definitely get another book because I'm reading two right now. I'm doing The 10X by something Gordon. His last name is Gordon. And then I'm reading another book called Coaching Salespeople to Sales Champions. That, guys, is amazing. These two dynamic that I'm reading right now is just throwing, it's like catapulting me into like massive success is what I'm feeling. Like just throwing me into the buckets of like, I don't even know who's like a really good, like just amazing. I can't even tell you who that is right now, but it's like being created as we speak. All right, guys, have an amazing day. Take care and stay safe. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.